All right, I think we're going to start now. Somebody's finding one of our other speakers. We've lost them momentarily. But we'll start. My name is Stefan Filippa. I am a member of the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. And first and foremost, I'd like to let people know that if you need to go to the bathroom, it is through the exit sign at the rear of the room. And the second thing I'd like to say is thank you for everybody who's coming out tonight. Thank the Transat Club for providing a great forum to have this in. And of course, I'd like to thank the speakers, Brian Palmer, Nyman Klein, and later in the evening when he arrives after his math class, he's teaching Peter Rosenthal, counsel for John Clark. The way the evening's going to go is I'm going to moderate, and Brian Palmer will speak, and Niall McLean will speak, and depending on the arrival time of Peter Rosenthal, he will speak, or in between time, we'll show a movie that was made by Judy Kosh, an OCAT member, about the events of June 15th and the trial, and then after that movie, Peter Rosenthal will say a few words about matters regarding the trial. Today marked the first day in the second trial of John Clark, and John Ford faces two fairly serious charges. He faces counseling to participate in a riot and counseling to assault police. And I think, as everybody knows, these charges stem out of the events of June 15th, 2000, OCAP's march on the legislature. And to have everybody on the same page, I'm going to briefly sketch out the circumstances of the day for those who were there or are well-versed in what actually happened that day. Excuse the repeat of historical events, but I will sketch it out for people who maybe don't know all the details. On June 15th, more than 1,000 people assembled in Allan Gardens and marched to Queen's Park, the seat of democracy in Ontario, so-called democracy, and came with a very simple demand. We had a delegation of poor and homeless people that were prepared to make a statement to the legislature while it was in session. We had a series of demands around housing, increasing welfare benefits, repealing back some directly anti-poor legislation called the Safe Streets Act and the Tenant Protection Act. And we marched to Queen's Park. We had the delegation go forward to the barricades, made the formal request of being admitted. Unsurprisingly, we were rebuffed, at which point John Clark made a statement explaining the fundamental disrespect visited upon us by the refusal of the delegation being let in. And at that point, asked that the demonstration move forward and press for their right to be heard in a meaningful way, and to insist upon the right to be heard. And at that point, the barricades that were there collapsed. They were held together with flex cuffs, and they collapsed quite easily. The row of riot police that were stationed directly behind those barricades retreated and emboldened the crowd to move forward and occupied that space and move forward to the inner set of barricades, where some people in the crowd began engaging to a limited degree with the police and pulled away some other sections of the barricade. Simultaneously, what occurred next was two events that happened simultaneously. One, an unknown individual threw a Molotov cocktail or some sort of firebomb over the police lines onto the front steps of Queen's Park, and simultaneous to that, the mounted unit, the Metro Police mounted unit, was deployed in order to peel the demonstrators away from the front of Queen's Park, essentially riding the horses directly into the crowd. Emotions already high were heightened by this act. People began striking back at the horses and generally trying to hold their ground. And what developed after that was a relative degree of calm in which a quite spirited standoff took place with a line of demonstrators facing off against the line of police. A short period of this took place when the commander of the public order unit, one Wes Bryan, gave the order to clear the grounds of Queen's Park. And what happened at this point was the police made what amounted to a full frontal assault on the demonstrators. Rows of riot police charged the demonstrations, swinging batons, and then over the next hour, multiple charges and multiple mounted unit charges rode into the crowd trying to force people off Queen's Park. About an hour of this, they were successful, and the demonstration was effectively ended. In all, about 50 people were arrested, both on the day and after the day. And about 1 month after the day, myself, Gaetan Haru, and John Clark were arrested in the early hours of the morning, charged with participating in a riot and the charges that we faced. Essentially, the case being that we were singled out as the ringleaders, the orchestra.